Greetings, word mavens. We're rolling out the red carpet for today's eye-catching term. The word of the day is vermilion. That's spelled V-E-R-M-I-L-I-O-N. Vermilion is a noun that means a brilliant scarlet red. Though it's often used as an adjective describing things of this color, here's a noun use of the word from the 1919 novel The Sword of Nemesis by Robert Archer Tracy. Just a note, since we're on the topic of words and their meanings, that the word flamboyant here refers to a royal poinciana, a tree that has showy clusters of red flowers. They were standing, facing each other, beneath the spreading branches of the lovely flamboyant. The rays of the silver moon shone down upon them through the sea of green and vermilion, and revealed the handsome face of the girl upturned to Carl. The earliest uses of the noun vermilion in English were in reference to cinnabar, a mineral, mercuric sulfide, occurring in red crystals or masses that was used to create a red pigment. Vermilion then came to be used in reference to any red earth, a meaning that will make sense for anyone familiar with Vermilion Cliffs National Monument in Arizona. Vermilion comes from a Latin word that means grub or scarlet worm, in reference to a cochineal insect that was the source of red dye. This Latin word is a diminutive of the Latin term for worm, which also yields the word vermicelli, a kind of pasta in the form of long, slender, solid threads, resembling spaghetti but thinner. Vermilion is one of many shades of red in the English language. Others include crimson, a deep purplish red, burgundy, from the name of the wine, maroon, a brownish red, and cerise, a deep pink related to the word cherry. Scarlet and cinnabar are closer in shade to that of vermilion, all three being on the brighter side with a hint of orange. Learn the full spectrum of meanings with Word of the Day at dictionary.com.